Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. This is where we take our fears and our frustrations and our pain with women, love, and sex, and we turn it into the mojo that we need to create the life and the love we want. Thank you for being here today. I have one thing I want to talk about, and it's about the L word. It's about how women and men think about the L word in ways that really screw our lives up. What is the L word? Is the L word love? No, the L word is leadership. This is a word that every time I type it and I put it into an article or I have it in a video or I talk about it at a meetup, leadership makes hair on the back of the neck rise on men and women. Leadership makes people think, oh my God, I'm about to be controlled. I'm going to be dominated. Some asshole's going to try to tell me what to do, right? I want to talk today about what leadership is and what it isn't in your romantic relationship and why not knowing it can screw up your life and your love. Leadership isn't something that's supposed to be dominant. Leadership is not supposed to be dominant and directive and bossy and threatening and intimidating, although the word leadership conjures that notion in everybody who reads it. Sometimes I have to say, not leadership, I'll just say guiding. What's the difference between guiding and leadership? Well, in the horse world, and we talked about this at the men's meetup or the retreat we had here, we talked about in the horse world, there's a big difference between the lead horse, the head horse, and the passive leader. There are two horses in every herd, and one of them is the one that bites and kicks and threatens and pushes other horses around, and they all can't stand him. They'll do what he says, they don't respect him. But there's always another horse. If you know what you're looking for, you'll find another horse that has a very passive style of leadership. This is the horse that creates a sense of safety, a sense of belonging, a sense of attraction. All the other horses eat when this horse eats. They drink when that horse drinks. They move when that horse moves. They are attracted magnetically, and they do what this horse leads them to do, inspires them to do, from a point of knowing that they're okay. This horse actually doesn't get threatened by this horse. This horse still sure pushes people around. It's like the boss at work who's the bully and tries to make people feel little. He's the big mouth, right? The dominant guy. People will still do what he asks, and the horses still move when he kicks and bites. They all roll their eyes, but they all want to be with this horse, and this is the horse that you want to be. How do you do that? So this is what to do. How do you become a man who inspires his children, his coworkers, his employees, his wife, anybody to actually be magnetized to the energy that he has about where he's going, what he wants, what he believes? The energy is a belonging. It's inclusive. It's collaborative. But it's also non-negotiable. This horse is not a pansy. This horse makes sure that only the type of horses that belong in his circle stay in the circle. There are a lot of young bucks that come around, a lot of young horses that come around kicking, biting, scratching, trying to be in this group. And this horse very deftly excludes them from the circle. It's not mean. It's just a very direct style of exclusion when somebody doesn't belong in his circle. There is a way to be that as a man that I would like to teach you. I can't go into it all in this video, but it sounds like something is, leadership is as easy as knowing what you want for dinner, knowing the answer to the question, what do you think we should do this weekend? Where do you want to go for vacation? What do you have on your list for this weekend? What do you want to do? Or what do you think about the politics? What do you think about the upcoming election? The passive leader has a pretty clear understanding of where they stand on things, what they believe, that what they want to get done, where they're going, and they don't apologize for it. They just go there and they state their values. That's leadership. That's the very first form of leadership, of knowing who you are, what you want, and not being afraid to state it. That's what I want for you more than anything. I know some of us have dabbled in dominant leadership. I know I have. It doesn't work, does it? It's not very inclusive, it's not very attractive, and it tends to get you nothing you want. The passive leader knows better. If you want to find out more about what passive leadership is like, go to goodguystogreatmen.com, read my blog, subscribe to my email list, and let's start talking about it. Give me a call and we'll just have a chat. I love to do free mentoring sessions for you. Have a great day. I hope this helped for this weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.